fly like the wind. Welcome to the Barroom Heroes podcast, or should I say MTV Unplugged session. What would our band name be? Barroom Heroes?
Probably.
Cool. I think there is a band called Barroom Heroes.
If not, it's a good band name.
Hey guys, I'm Kevin Elliott. I am one of your hosts for the Barroom Heroes podcast. With me, as usual and always, is where did you come from? Where'd you go, man? Where did you come from? Stack Guy Joe.
Just waiting.
I'm going to stop doing that because I forget the words halfway through.
It's Cotton Eye Joe, and I have no cotton in my eye.
What's up, bud?
Not a lot. I'm just having flashbacks to when I was in my youth and there was a popular band named Ugly Kid Joe.
There was?
Yeah. Pretty sure they sing Cotton Eye Joe.
Is it? It's not. You're such an idiot. I know nothing about music, so you can make me believe anything. Did you know Mick Jagger was actually in NSYNC with Justin Timberlake? I'd be like, what? You're kidding me.
No, that was Rednecks that did Cotton Eye Joe. But Ugly Kid Joe was a popular band around the same time, yes.
Ugly Kid Joe, you had to live through that.
I did.
I
very much lived through that.
What else would it be? What else would it be? Super Hot Joe. That's even worse.
And it wasn't like they were like, hey, he's Ugly Kid Joe, but he's really attractive. Ugly Kid Joe's big song was Everything About You. Anyways.
Can you sing a bar?
No, but I can pull up some of the lyrics. But I'm not going to, because fuck that band.
That's true. All right. Not with us today, unfortunately. He is tending to some other business, Chris Santeni. He may call in, though, so we're holding our fingers crossed and our toes, too. Hoping that he can call in. But
we played a little Christopher Cross to start the show for him, so I think he's here in spirit to some degree.
That didn't sound anything like Chris Cross.
That's what we're playing for you next week.
Jump! Jump!
I missed the bus.
I know that song.
I know.
I missed the bus. Doo-choo-choo-choo. Oh, I think I mixed that one and Having a Roni.
They're both horrible songs. The only reason I know either one of those songs is because there was a game for Sega CD. It was Chris Cross, Music Video Maker.
What?
And you could take their songs and take video clips that were preloaded onto the disc and rearrange them in different orders to make a music video to the song. And I Missed the Bus was the best graphic they had. It was a bus falling off a cliff. Stack Guy Joe.
At your service.
I'll be in the corner making sure that everything is recording properly.
No, with gems like that, how can you not stay away? Guys, a lot of stuff has been happening and going on. Sports wise, shoot, since the last time we talked, we've gotten further in the World Baseball Classic, which people may not care about, but I'm into it because Team USA is awesome. By the time this comes out, we'll know if they won the championship or not, but it's their first time getting to the WBC championship, which also really doesn't mean much because there's only been two before this, so they just didn't make it the two previous times. But they're good. It's funny because you look at their roster, and all of them are all-stars. Like every team, your favorite team would wish to have all these players at their positions, right? But then you start looking back because our pitchers, we have Marcus Stroman pitching tonight. We're recording this Wednesday. Pitching tonight against Puerto Rico for the championship. With Marcus Stroman's good, but wouldn't you rather have Clayton Kershaw or Madison Bumgarner or David Price or Zach Greinke? I mean, there's so many Americans that are better than Marcus Stroman, so we don't have our top best players in the world where the Dominican Republic does. They're awesome. And Puerto Rico, obviously, for making it to the championship. But I love it. I love watching it because spring training games get boring to watch. I like competition, and it leads you right up to the baseball season. So I'm stoked for it. Another thing.
Hold on. Before you move on, I didn't know what the WBC is. I thought you meant to, thought that was the Warner Brothers Corporation or something. Ooh. I was confused. So that's World Baseball Classic, I don't know any of these people you're talking about. But
you don't know the United States?
No, I know the United States and Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. But I don't know the players that you're
– Oh.
Many of them. Like Kershaw, a few people I've heard of in passing. But I'm
You're not a baseball guy. You hate baseball.
I do hate baseball. But the first thing you comes up when you Google World Baseball Classic is an article from ESPN. World Baseball Classic needs serious commitment or just get rid of it. How do you feel about that?
I don't agree because it's hard to commit when you play those. They're once every 4 years like the Olympics, but it's during spring training. Getting ready to play for, literally getting ready to play for the team that pays you.
But is it taken like practice and is it really indicative of anything other than just a money grab?
They don't get paid, do they?
Well, someone's getting paid, right?
Well, yeah. Look, the NBA basketball team does it with the, they want the commitment and the guarantee from players to be in it.
Okay.
It's no different than that. However, the basketball players play in the summer, giving them after like another month off.
Isn't baseball part of the Olympics too, though?
Not anymore.
No, that's been dropped.
Uh-huh. Which really doesn't make sense because you get games like this. Like the Dominican Republic can thrive.
As an outsider, I see a need for a World Baseball Classic if it is no longer an Olympic validated sport.
I agree, and you're right. It wouldn't make sense then to just have two if you're going to have the Olympics and then the World Baseball Classic. But the fans, like we're used to watching baseball games in the United States where you just sit, casually watch a game, eat a hot dog, bullshit with friends, walk around. You know what I mean? You take it in casually. All these teams' fans have come out to the United States. So like Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, even Japan, when they're playing, their fans are loud and singing and making music with drums and going crazy. So the energy in it feels like an NBA playoff game. If what it really feels like is a Major League Baseball playoff game. The energy is so crazy high. It's super fun to watch on TV.
I'm sure it's nuts, but can I blow your mind?
I'd love you to.
In 2020, baseball is being re-added to the Olympics.
Yeah, dude.
So, knowing that information,
all right.
How do you feel about the World Baseball Classic?
Well, you can get rid of it now.
Okay.
You can. I mean, it's for the same purpose. And I think if it's the Olympics, we may get.
I don't know why ESPN writes an article about how it needs commitment or get rid of it when it's going to be an Olympic sport in literally a couple before they're going to play the next World Baseball Classic. So, yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Unless you're not going to commit to that. You're going to commit to Olympic baseball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be played during the same time of year. Yeah.
No, it'll be in the summer.
Summer? Okay.
So, the season.
I guess there is the Summer Olympics.
They'll be playing in the middle of the season. That's damn. That's not gonna fly. What is does well? Okay, this happens with the WNBA, which sounds corny or whatever, but I think they halt their season until after the Olympics are over.
Really?
So if baseball did something like that, then it could work, and our players may play. But that man, you're telling me you have even a $5 million contract with a team that you're going to jeopardize that contract and get hurt playing for a team, your country, but not getting paid, nothing else? You wouldn't do it?
I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for ways.
As much as I love my country, this team's paying me to
their
live.
Their ideas are... The main ideas that are popping up right now are moving the Summer Olympics to January, just using...
That's ridiculous.
Just using your prospects or expendables.
Which was the way it used to be.
A combination of the last two ideas. Shut down Major League Baseball for a month, just like you're talking about. But that's about it. So unless you shut down a money-making machine in the middle of its stride... For a month, maybe you probably need it more. Because you can't just throw a bunch of random dudes that are good together and expect to win the gold medal.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could practice and stuff as a team, I don't know, in the offseason. You need that commitment.
Yeah. Again,
but it's baseball.
What the
dude.
Fuck is a World Baseball Classic? That's how we got onto this. Get rid of that thing, Jesus.
I mean, it's like the Olympics.
That's like a dinosaur right now.
But it's been great because the stars have been playing for these other countries, and the U.S. is a ridiculously incredible team. You see it on paper, you're like, this is incredible. But again, there's no Chris Bryant, there's no Kershaw, like these guys, the huge superstars, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper. They didn't play.
I don't know a single name you said.
All right. But it's still a good team. Like me, so good luck to them tonight.
Like
I hope they win.
Me naming off one of the X-Force teams to you. Just
I don't even know what X-Force is, dude.
Exactly. Who do they play for?
Who's on first, man?
No, who was on stage?
Sorry, I thought we were doing an Abbott and Costello.
I was doing a version of it that was on Animaniacs one time. What's up, Stat Guy Joe?
God, it's bad.
The Woodstock
it's bad.
Super funny. Anyways.
Woodstock from Snoopy?
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with gasoline.
I'm on fire.
What else we got?
I'm on fire.
What else we
got? Oh, one thing we
come
didn't mention.
Come back soon, Chris.
This is cool. What up, Paul? One thing that we forgot to mention from the beginning was we are going to be in the Big Pine Festival.
Oh.
Up in Flagstaff, Arizona.
I've heard of
this. Which is pretty cool, man. It'll be our first festival. We're going to go and do a show in a sports bar. And bring the thing up there. We'll have probably some guests, comics that are around.
September 14th through 16th. It's not just the podcast. We're going to be yucking up Flagstaff hard. We got every venue in town. And
we're doing stand-up, too.
Yeah, and that's
so
what I'm
you
saying.
Can go to those shows.
Every comic that we got close to us is going. Everybody we can get out of town is coming. And it's going to be kind of nuts. It's supposed to be like September 14th through the 16th.
Valentine's Day.
Kind of everything in Flagstaff turns into this comedy festival in a lot of ways. And, it's going to be rad. I can't wait.
Have you been up there?
What, to Flagstaff?
What, for the festival.
I've
both,
been
up, I guess.
I have not been to the festival as of yet.
Okay.
It's this is the third
Me
year.
Either.
But, the first 2 years, it was under different management, and although I heard amazing things, everybody was raving about how fun it was, I just personally didn't have the time, and the whatever, I just didn't go for extenuating circumstances both years, but I regretted it both years, and then this year, the people that took over, who are crazy talented, and working their asses off, and
for sure working their asses off,
making
man.
their goal is to make this way bigger than it's ever been, and all I've heard is it's been huge. But this year,
it is because the Barroom Heroes are going to be there live,
and also because I've been helping said management team. Because
so that's how we got in.
No,
you put in a good word with the head honcho.
I'm pretty sure I put in a good word, you put in a good word, and Chris put in a good word.
We all submitted ideas.
Because the people that took over are people that we care about, and we wanted to see this thing grow and be successful, and immediately they looked at us as people that could help aid in that. So I've been up to Flagstaff like 5 times now in the last year doing...
God, that's 6 too many.
I know.
Just kidding. What up, Flagstaff?
No,
what up,
Flagstaff
Paul?
Is the shit. Every time I've gone, it's been better. But we've been putting in some legwork, just trying to get everybody we can to be as down for this as possible. And I'm telling you, we're shutting down the main road. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have podcasts and sketch and improv. And then in the evening, just straight stand-up. And some really talented people. We got, I'm telling you, every venue. I think we're at the Orpheum. Isn't we at the Orpheum?
In Atlanta?
No, in Flagstaff.
Oh, man, I thought we won a trip.
And we got just getting the hotel
room.
Stop
banging the marker.
Sorry, I'm excited. Just getting the hotel rooms for the amount of comics that we want up there.
And I request 2 rooms. Chris requires... Chris is funny as fuck. I texted him last night and I said, hey, our podcast got in the festival. And he goes, fucking, that's awesome. So, like, what do we do with hotel rooms? You know what? Never mind. I'll just have them call my people. Make sure I demand the suite, nothing less. I'm not going otherwise.
Meanwhile, we're going to get a text in like 8 hours. Yo, figure this hotel room thing out. What the hell? No, we got hotel rooms for a huge amount of people and a network that you know of that I know of and that the people we're working with know their own network. Like, it's... I'm excited. I'm a little drunk,
you
too.
You seem so passionate.
I'm a
right
little
now.
Drunk, but it gets me hyped to even think about it. Because cool. The amount of work that Hillary Houston and Jack Galvin have put into this thing so far is unprecedented. I'm telling you, like, I've been awed on several occasions. It's going to be insane. We even awesome. Have... Should we tease it?
I'll do whatever you want,
should
man.
We tease it?
Sure. Because I don't know what you're talking about.
The calendar.
Oh, I can't do it. Go ahead, tease it.
There's a Big Pine calendar. And by the way, Big Pine's a nonprofit. Everything goes towards arts and school programs. So one of the things we want to do to be artistic is to make a very tasteful.
Like a voyeur calendar?
Not a voyeur.
Sorry, did I mispronounce it?
Yes. You made it sound like we're going to be watching people have sex.
Is that what that meant?
Yes.
I'm so stupid. I'm not keen on the fancy lingo. Fucking idiot.
We're making a tasteful calendar to drum up promotion for Big Pine of some of the comedians from Big Pine. And let's just say it's going to be sexy as hell. And I believe you're not featured. Are you featured?
I was supposed to do it.
Did you back
with
out?
With you. I didn't back out. I can't do it.
You're doing July.
No, but when they take the photo, I can't be there for the photo.
Why?
They don't shoot the photo in July.
No, what? You can't be there for the photo? Tell me why. Because I'm doing February with TJ. And you're supposed to be doing July with Bill.
Oh, really? Bill can't do it either.
Why?
I thought he said he couldn't do it.
Then you're shit. Both pussies, because me and Tijan have a so beautiful funny. February month, February plan right now.
I mean, I told her, I'm going to see what I can do, but that's really funny.
You better do it. I heard something about American Flag stuff.
What?
Anyways, Big Pine Comedy Festival,
yeah,
Flagstaff, Arizona, September 14th through the 16th.
Joe will keep you posted.
I won't, though.
On a long-winded explanation.
You should be July, and you should be celebrating our freedom. What's next?
Also, what we need to do is tell you guys about this really quick, man. If you go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and donate $5
what?
For 6 months. That's all the network is asking, okay? So it's $5 for 6 months. It's $30.
Yeah.
If everybody does that, that would be fucking incredible. If some people do it, it's a huge, huge help because the network is literally about to go crazy. And a lot of insane things are coming.
By crazy, he doesn't mean there's issues. He means it's about to blow up
it in is.
A good way.
Dude, I'm just excited, man. I had a production call today. I'm super stoked about what is going to happen and all the things that we can do and the listeners can do too. Like, it's going to be so awesomely interactive. So again, patreon.com/punchdrunksports. I think Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, but I don't know. patreon.com/punchdrunksports and $5 for 6 months, man. If you can spare it, cool, do it. But let's see, next on the old...
Hold on, if you got money to throw around too, why not just swing over to SeatGeek.com?
Joe's favorite site.
And pick up some tickets to see Steve Martin and Martin Short at Comerica Theater. What? $93.
Show, I feel like SeatGeek for you is like Tinder for everybody else. You see a good ticket, you swipe right. Bad ticket, swipe left.
What can I say? I enjoy a good show, and I enjoy a good bargain.
Well, when they go to SeatGeek, what anything they can do to maybe help their purchase in the end?
That's what you're supposed to do. I'm supposed to bring up the great value, and you're supposed to sell the fact that they're a sponsor.
Put the promo code PUNCHDRUNK in at checkout, and then fill out a bunch of shit to get your rebate because it's not instant.
Get over it. Nothing's instant.
popcorn.
Got me. Fuck. He got me.
Instant popcorn. Is that not a thing?
No. It's not a fucking thing.
What? Is it it's Minute Rice?
How could it be instant popcorn?
Shut the fuck
up. It's got to pop.
Yeah, it instantly.
All the corn pops in one pop.
Well, all right.
It's a fucking.
All right.
Boom. Popcorn.
But then, what? Oh, God.
Instant popcorn.
What is instant? There's something instant. Instant noodle. I can see the label. Instant karma for going over this. Fucking sucks. Stupid.
What's next?
Dude, did you watch the Dave Chappelle specials?
I know as a comic, I am supposed to have a very strong opinion about the Dave Chappelle special and Amy Schumer special and four other specials. I haven't yet. I watched all of Iron Fist.
I haven't watched it either.
And so I watched the Beauty and the Beast movie. What do you want to know about that?
Nothing. Oh, does he get her in the end?
Yeah. Holy shit. Spoiler alert, there's a candlestick that talks.
I mean, but let's be real. I mean, the guy was dark, tall, you know, not handsome, but like super built.
You know what's
funny? Why wouldn't a woman go for him?
I had two complaints about the movie. One.
Not enough dicks?
Yeah, there should have been a bee stick flopping around. You know what? I have three complaints about the movie. One, no bee stick flopping around. He's not wearing pants. Where is it?
True, dude. The old Donald Duck syndrome. Did he get out of the shower wearing a towel around his waist?
He didn't have a shower. He had a bath. Two.
He for real did? They bathed him?
Yeah, at one point. I mean, he gets bathed. He's got to look presentable for the bee.
Is it like that in the real story?
Yeah, you've never seen the cartoon?
When I was like four.
Anyways.
That was 15 years ago.
The CG is horrible. The CG looks like it could have been done 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. The Chris Garnett.
And then three, Emma Watson. Everybody in the movie is
Stone.
Like super French, right? Like everybody in the movie is like.
Roberts.
Bonjour. Oh, I'm super French. Oh, here's all this French stuff. And then Emma Watson's like, oi, what's up, blimey, bloke?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm Emma Watson, I'll be the arm. It's like, what are you doing? Well, yeah, beast. Hey, got off the tube, he looks pretty handsome, you know what I mean? Oh, crikey. I don't know why I went Australian.
I didn't want to know any of this.
But anyways, yeah.
Did you cry?
In Beauty and the Beast? No. Still. The only movie that I think has been perfect so far. I've seen everything that's come out this year. The only movie that I think is
hitting the table.
You got me passionate again. I'm sorry. I think it's perfect, and the only movie to make me cry. Logan didn't make me cry. Fucking even Manchester by the Sea, which came out last year, I didn't cry at that shit. The one movie to make me cry.
Let me guess.
I didn't sob. I teared up
from the last year.
Yeah, from this year.
I know what it is.
What?
I'm not. I want you. I know what it is.
No. Well, I know what it is
too. Is it an animated film?
Fuck you. Lego Batman.
Shut the fuck up.
Lego Batman.
That's not what I was going with.
What were you going with? In the last year?
I did. From 2017.
Yeah, when it Rock Dog.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. I was in my head. I was remembering how touched you were when you saw Storks.
Great movie. I'll stand by it. Great movie.
I love really, that you thought I got it.
Really impressive. No, but Kong Skull Island was okay. Got up a couple things with that.
What?
Kong Skull Island.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I enjoyed it. A couple things though. The only movie I was like, "Fuck, this is real." Kind of perfect. Like, I don't know what I would change is a Lego Batman. And it touched me a couple times.
And you cried.
I mean, I didn't cry.
Did you get a tear?
Yes.
All right. I don't make fun of that. I'm a sensitive guy.
No, and there's some very touching scenes in that movie.
Gross.
One in particular where Batman, Lego Batman.
Who did he seduce?
He didn't seduce anyone.
Oh,
he
good. Tells it's a kids movie.
He's trying to figure out how he can connect with Robin and be like a better father figure
for Robin. Dyrdek?
Robin.
Oh. Robin Dyrdek?
Dick Grayson.
I'm sorry?
Dick Grayson. He's trying to figure out, and he's talking to Alfred, and he gets upset because it's hard to figure out how to be a father, you know? And he says, what do you know about being an adoptive parent? And Lego Alfred's eyes fill up with like kind of this tear, like he's trying to hold back. Fuck.
It's a good joke.
All this. It's a great joke. But then I thought.
Are you tearing up now?
No.
You are.
No,
you
I'm drunk. Are. No.
Yeah, it's so watery.
Made me think of all the times. Alfred this whole time has been the best stepdad in the world. Well, or the most fucked up. He's either a really great stepdad or a fucking psychopath who's raising a maniac who runs around in a bat suit.
Right.
Still, he didn't have to do that. He's a stepdad. He didn't have to do that.
You're right about that. You are right about that. Oh, and I just got a text from Chris. Fuck, man. I'm not going to be able to call in. Damn it.
Fuckman.
I know he's pissed. Fuckman. He's a Jew.
No. Not what I meant.
Hey, are you Fuckman?
What's up, Fuckman?
That lovely voice is sitting in for Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
So great.
Thanks. Yeah, she just walked in, and I think it's good timing that Chris can't do it, so we have a special guest this evening, Allie G., Not what to be confused with Ollie G or Alligator or Alla Gorman.
Turns out she just happened to be hanging out around
the studs, dude.
Drinking wine out of mermaid glasses. I'm such a fit for this podcast.
Hey, guys, I'm
obvious
actually.
Substitution for Chris.
I'm glad.
Sports knowledge.
Oh, I have an idea. Okay. But first, I wanted to say happy anniversary to you guys.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
8 years of marriage between
us. Has it really been 8 years?
Yeah, and we've been together for 13.
Whoa.
What?
Because you're so young.
I just
young.
Got stat checked.
Why? Did you say a different number earlier?
No, I'm just saying. I was like, 8 years of marriage. And also...
Don't forget
the years of relationship.
Now, you guys, man, congratulations. That's so super cool. And you guys, as I say every week off mic when we're hanging around, you guys are so meant for each other because you're the two nerdiest people I've ever met.
We like cool shit.
High five.
And Allie doesn't get embarrassed by Joe when he does stuff like that.
Nope.
Joe has an 80s show coming up where he's got to be a character, and I know he goes all out. So what are you going to do? You know what you're doing for sure?
I don't. I have some ideas. My fallback is Alf because I already have the costume.
It was so great.
It works
so
well.
Hot, though.
So hot. I don't want
whoa,
to.
Whoa, like, are you into furry?
No, not in that way.
No, I was sweating so bad that it looked like Alf was drooling. It looked like he had parvo. Like, it was just like.
He caught it third act.
Like. Yeah, just drooling.
It's
so
not
much
good.
Sweat.
I've worn it and it is atrociously hot.
And it was cool. Like you wore it in October. It was nicer than it is right now.
But I swear to God, I was a celebrity.
I know.
The thing
that
we went to, people were taking pictures with me, videos of me dancing.
We should like rent it out.
After that,
totally should, man.
After that night, I had a real like.
Epiphany?
No. Like
that Allie's into furries?
No, I had this real like conflict moment where I'm like, is it better to do sets as Alf?
Shut up. It ruined your comedy career.
I'm like, no, it didn't ruin my comedy. It just ruined my confidence. I'm like, do they like me or do they like the Alf?
Could you imagine doing an hour in that costume?
No, you'd die.
I do feel like it changed. Like you tried to do Alf's way of jokes for so long that it changed how you do jokes now. Like a part of you is Alf
it's
now.
It's true, because you would always start a joke with, hey, Willie.
Yeah.
Willie.
Where's the cat?
Yeah. Now I have a solid 8 minutes on cats. It's real weird.
And I love it.
Aw.
No,
so who are you thinking?
I'm debating still. I'm leaning Pee Wee Herman. But I think Bobcat Goldthwait could be fun.
I think Bobcat is a knockoff Pee Wee Herman.
Michael from Knight Rider could be fun. Marty McFly could be fun.
What about Zelda?
No. I'm not
too current.
Yeah, it's not necessarily 80s in my mind, and I don't see where the jokes come from. Like somebody said Indiana Jones, and I was like, oh, great, that sounds hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, you can make any character funny, I guess, but it's easier if there's intrinsically funny things that you can play with. So the more crazy or ridiculous the character, the kind of easier it is to fall in.
So, like, not Fred Savage in The Wizard.
Right. Like, that was actually suggested to me.
It was?
And I was like, all right, what do I do? Like, just use video game references and it's going to be funny somehow? Like, you want to be true to the... To make it funny, you want to be true to the character, but at the same time, have it be funny. So you have to kind of have a funny character.
All right, all right, all right. Enough explanation, dude. Like, you got to fall into Pee-wee Herman.
I think I'm
going to. You got to get in character.
I just think, if it's Tuesday, like, you need to just fucking pick something and
it's start. Not. It's not for another couple weeks. April 4th.
Oh, that's only 2 weeks away.
No. Oh, true. So have you been working on the voice?
I spent about 20 minutes before the show with you kind of joking around about the vice, which is why I think you're bringing this up, because you want me to embarrass myself.
I want to give a taste, dude. I want a taste. I swear to God, I think it's pretty good. For the little time that you've taken, I would assume you practiced for a half hour.
Francis, my bike's not for sale.
It's not bad.
I'm a rebel, Dottie.
Yes.
Right?
A loner.
The more nasal, the better.
Your face is so good. I wish people could see your face right now.
Then why don't you marry me?
I told him,
Allie. That's the one.
I told him to. I told him.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yes.
I told Joe that during the show he needs a word, and when they say the word, he
fucks. He's done the magic word. This time I see here comes Cowboy Curtis.
Yes, people are gonna love it. It's I can't wait to see that. Ever. I'm gonna have to stay out late that night. Yep.
Oh, do my it. God. I can never make it to those shows because of other obligations, but last year I had it recorded. It's like, watch your Alf, and this year I've got to see this Pee-wee Herman. Oh, my God.
You had someone else record when he did Alf? You, like, said, hey, can you record this for me and send it to me? That's so stalkerish.
I had to see it, man. I knew the crap.
You're such a good work wife.
Willie! Willie, bring me a cat!
This is going to be better.
Yeah, the Pee-wee Herman has so many more opportunities.
Well, and he won't be hidden by a mask.
Yeah, he'll be in a fucking gray suit.
Why don't you marry fruit salad?
It's so good. You talk like you look like Jar Jar Binks's, like, emperor guy. Do you know what I'm talking about? The fat guy that Jar Jar Binks takes the Star Wars people to see under the water. Fuck, all right, I'm not a nerd, dude.
Misa,
I'm doing the best I can.
Misa Jar Jar Binks, bad guy. The big fat Jar Jar Binks? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but he's like an emperor. Your face looks like that when you do Pee-wee Herman.
I know it does, but what is yours?
You just tried to make it look better.
I tried. Anyway,
don't. Your face looks like Pee-wee Herman.
What's next?
Well, Joe, I'm glad you asked. Because, Allie, last week we had a conversation and it was about 3.5 seconds long.
I remember it vividly.
You're into the NCAA tournament, dude.
Yeah, but I'm so losing.
Everybody is.
And
everybody's doing
bad. I haven't
watched
a game.
Well, that's pathetic.
Because I started
Neither
losing.
Has Joe, has
we
it.
Watched most of Iron Fist and Beauty and the Beast. Give us a break.
Yeah. We've
For
been busy.
4 days?
We had a lot of other stuff, too.
Okay. I love that this
I
is
wish that I had
Joe's
watched a game.
Job, but he doesn't give a shit.
It's not that I don't give a shit. I kept very close score during Kong Skull Island. Spoiler alert, the monkey won.
Oh, shit, did he?
He always wins.
Oh.
He's fucking
No,
King
usually
Kong.
He dies.
No.
They need him against
Genghis Khan? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they need him against Genghis Khan.
Hold on. Is that what Godzilla and King Kong made?
Genghis Kong?
Yeah. Doing that joke tonight. Whatever.
Killing it.
Fire.
Oh, are you on tonight?
Oh. Don't worry. I'm just bringing nothing but fire, so.
Who'd you have winning the whole thing in the NCAA
yeah.
tournament? Oh, it's embarrassing. I don't even want to say.
Arizona?
Yeah. I don't know why. The whole time I did it, I was like, I shouldn't do this. Why am I doing this? This is wrong. This is not going to happen.
They're still in it, though?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. So I'm still in this?
Yeah.
Sick.
To be fair,
I saw a lot of red. I thought I was just like dead.
I mean, that could ruin you too, but Arizona's still in it if you picked them to win. But it's not a huge obscure pick that I'm sure somebody else, whoever's in your pool, probably did the same, especially from where we live.
You're
probably right.
I have them losing only to Gonzaga, who I have winning
Gonzaga.
The
Final Four.
I have Gonzaga winning.
Gonzaga.
In the redone bracket, like if I were picking now what it is, my bracket's toast. Done. Fucking
really?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son's doing better than me, although he had Villanova winning it all, so it's going to come back to bite him in the ass. Mm.
I have been Villanova going to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, it's a killer. But a lot of people had Villanova going far, so you still got to count yourself a little into it. But yeah, mine is toast. So now, if you went back and you filled out a thing of like to get them right from here on out, I have Gonzaga beating Arizona. Is it the Final Four, or is it just their region to go to the Final Four?
That's their region to go to the Final
Four. Okay, yeah, I have Gonzaga beating them. Gonzaga, whatever.
Am I saying it wrong?
Hold on. Only because I hate U of A.
Which on my bracket brings that to Gonzaga versus Villanova. Mm.
How far do you have my Bruins?
The Bruins? What does that say actually on the
UCLA?
Bracket?
Jesus, dude.
UCLA?
To be fair, when I was selecting Arizona, I thought it was ASU.
Oh, God.
I didn't even know it was U of A. I was like, oh, shit, U of A.
That's what we're doing. All right.
I have a UCLA losing to someone from Kansas because Kansas is good at
basketball. Oh, you lost a week ago.
On that side of the bracket.
Well, I just asked for UCLA.
Because I had Kansas going up against North Carolina.
Kansas State?
Yeah.
Wow, that's far. Elite Eight?
Yeah, going against North Carolina.
Are they still in it? They're not in it.
I was like, one of the Kansas teams is real good, right?
Oh, my God, the two of you. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I picked Kansas because
I thought I was picking Arizona
there.
State, and this fucking guy was making weird theories.
I have two different Kansases making it to the eight. Because I was like, one of them's real good.
And you picked the third worst because Wichita State's better than Kansas State.
I had Wichita.
Good, that's where my family's from. I chose them.
God,
they are chosen.
I felt like I was in Hunger Games for a second.
They're the chosen ones.
Wichita isn't called Wichita on this bracket, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, our stat guy, really good at reading tournament brackets.
Yeah.
Fucking shit, dude.
Gonzaga, Oregon. Gonzaga wins it all.
I believe it, maybe.
It could happen.
I don't
know.
I don't like Oregon style, but whatever.
So are
Oregon's
we at Elite Eight yet?
No,
we're
at Sweet 16. Way to get there to me.
So okay. After this weekend, we'll know the Final Four. UCLA plays Friday. They play Kentucky. I'm super nervous. I'm nervous about every game in the tournament.
I had Kentucky on.
You had UCLA losing to Kansas State. We know your judgment. Mm-hmm. Fucking sucks, asshole.
My bracket already.
You know we're on the same show, and you just dodge my guys after the first round.
Didn't my bracket already beat yours though?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Mine's toast. Ugh.
See, it means nothing.
My son ate it for breakfast because it's toast. Fire.
That's what you feed.
That's
your son
what you're
for breakfast.
No.
You're
a horrible father.
He doesn't eat.
He's got a gluten allergy.
You know.
What's next?
He does not.
Oh, I was like, he does.
No, he's fine. He's a good dude.
I know. They're very common these days.
So, all right. What I want to do, instead of even hitting what's on the... We have all the stuff written on the board to talk about. I want to test Allie's knowledge of sports. We've done this once before, just randomly, and I want to see if you know other sports. So, what's your favorite sport?
Volleyball? because I played it?
Right, come on, dude.
That's not a real sport?
Asking you to name St. John Smith and Randy Stoklos.
I wouldn't know that. I mean, I guess I've watched mostly basketball because Joe was into the Suns. And my family's, when the Suns were good in like the 90s, we would have parties.
Do you know baseball?
I know like sport baseball. Do you know there's a white ball.
Teams? How many teams do you think you can name?
Quickly, 5.
If you had
10,
quickly, hold on.
I don't know if I can name 10
baseball.
If you had 2 team, if you had 2 minutes,
I don't know.
If we set it at 10, would you be able to get it?
In 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
All right, let's do it.
Like, I'd have to think.
She's either
going
to
go for or like, are you going for or against?
I feel like no.
I think no.
Well, now she doesn't have the confidence for it.
No.
Well, she's thinking. We're giving her time to now think.
Oh, you guys, this is not good. I don't think that I feel like if you put like.
I feel like team you're names. Starting,
yeah,
so
she is starting. She is starting.
Hold on. Right, I just feel like
so
if you put.
Here's how we'll judge. Here's how we'll judge.
Did we do football teams last time?
I think so. I think that's the
I
one
could
we did.
Do way more
I got one.
Football.
I got one to end this. 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
To name 4 hockey teams.
No way.
And
why can't you just like throw trivia at me and I'll like name answers?
You can name 4 hockey teams.
Okay, okay, we'll switch
in
it up.
3 minutes?
We'll switch it up.
No, there's no way.
3 minutes to name 3 hockey teams. Begin.
She's thinking. We're live.
We have
hockey.
One. We have one in our
she's
city.
She's writing down NHL, which is a good start.
We have one in our city.
I think she can do it. No, you can't give her hints, but ooh. I think she can do it.
Okay, so.
She's writing stuff down.
I don't want to say them out loud. Well.
You got it. Okay, here's how we score.
This is just to piss Chris off.
No, but. The
are the Coyotes hockey?
There you go.
Where are they
that's
from?
One.
No, that's
here.
Half.
Arizona Coyotes?
Okay. Oh, she got it right. All right.
Point.
Okay.
That's one full point.
I feel like Alaska should have a team.
Yep.
You can't do that.
Why?
You can't hint her away. No.
Why? Is there money on the line?
No.
I didn't
I'm
say
so
there
interested.
Was one. I just said it feels like Alaska should have a team.
Washington should have a team.
Washington probably should. 2 minutes.
2 minutes left?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't think this is possible.
It's totally possible.
It's very possible.
The only thing I can do is like reference my past and think about like why, how would I know hockey?
What do
having
you think
never
of when,
been
when
to,
you think of hockey?
I don't think I've ever been the Ducks, the Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
I don't
where are
know.
They from?
They gotta be from somewhere back east. They gotta be from like somewhere green, Boston, like the Celtics. Are they from Boston? Are they from Massachusetts Ducks? The Mighty Ducks.
The Massachusetts Mighty Ducks.
Okay, so I got half a point there.
Yep.
I'll give her
half. Okay, she said
she
Ducks.
She does get that.
God, what other hockey movies are there?
Or just like. Stuff people wear. You see it on
is
the
Wayne Gretzky a
left.
Hockey player?
Yes.
So he's got to be on a team somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Canadians like hockey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Maple Leafs?
That's another half point.
Wow.
That's two. Allie,
wow.
You
went the city... That you're in, living in, you went movie,
Allie.
How you knew it, and then a fucking
and then Joe said
wild
Canada.
Card.
Joe said Canada, and so I thought about Canada, and I thought about their flag.
And you
I
have...
Thought, oh, I feel like there's a...
And Allie, you
is
have
it weird that
30
blue?
Seconds
shit.
Left for one more.
There's got to be...
How many guys just rewound that?
New York, like, they're probably pretty well known.
New York.
What other kinds of animals would there be?
Five.
Florida's got to have a team.
Four,
no.
Three. Two.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Chris.
You were so close so many times.
With two.
How did you know she'd only know two?
I didn't. She only knew one and two halves. She knew Phoenix Coyote or Arizona Coyotes.
But she knew the Arizona. That was good.
And she knew Ducks. Mighty Ducks.
Which they're not the Mighty
Boston
Ducks
anymore. The Mighty Boston.
They're not. They're that.
Oh, yeah.
They
right.
were. They
the
were,
Mighty Mighty Boston
Ducks. They were. Yeah. The Mighty Mighty Boston Ducks.
I love their music. Are they available for a bar mitzvah?
Oh, the Mighty Mighty Boston dressed up as ducks would be so great in concert.
Yeah. Have you ever had to knock on glass?
Stupid.
And if you haven't, have you had ever known someone who should?
And I really wish you could.
God, you two are meant for
each other. I know, that's great. 8 years of marriage right there. And then the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, man, which I'm telling you, what a pull.
Yep.
Where is Cancer 2?
Are they from Ontario?
No.
Are they from Saskatchewan?
No.
Are they from Regina?
No.
What's the most recognizable city when you think of Canada?
Toronto.
There you go.
Well, Toronto's in Ontario.
What you
Ontario.
What?
Ontario.
Oh, it is?
Sorry, I didn't know your Canadian state.
It's not a state.
It's a province. You fucking. You're supposed to be in charge of the stats. You're embarrassing.
I feel like you're going to need a stat checker.
What's next?
For sure. What's next? Allie, what do you think about all these players resting in the NBA?
They're resting?
Yeah.
Guys,
just waiting?
They're resting?
LeBron James.
LeBron James is resting. LeBron Kyrie James looks Irving. Really hella skinny right now. I just saw him in a commercial, and he looks
That was probably filmed 8 months ago.
He looks tiny.
I mean, tiny.
She said that, and I was like, yeah. I guess hey, LeBron James looks tiny.
He just looks skinnier.
LeBron looks tiny.
Yeah.
Joey.
Says a lot for my masculinity.
Are the Suns going to be good this year?
No.
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 They've been terrible, but they're tanking now. So what they've done to tank is they've told their best players, we're not playing you the rest of the season.
Yeah. Wow.
You don't even have to come to the stadium.
What? And they didn't even got to show up?
Like Eric Bledsoe,
that's
the
so
starting
fucked
point
up to
guard,
people.
They said you are done for the year.
The NBA commissioner came out yesterday and said the trend of resting stars is an extremely significant issue that the NBA has to deal with.
For sure. And what I think will happen is you can rest players, but only for home games.
No.
That's the gripe. But the big gripe is that they're doing it on the road.
Yeah.
So Cleveland goes to Houston, where they only go once a season. That's it.
Uh-huh.
If you're a season ticket holder,
not even. If you're just a single ticket holder that first saw, oh, Cleveland's coming here January 23rd. I'm buying my ticket now. Like right when the schedule comes out. I want to see LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then LeBron doesn't play.
Granted, they can get hurt and literally not play, but going into it, at least you'd have an idea. But they get to the game and they're like, you know what? The playoffs are coming up. I'm going to rest and not play. So these people in Houston didn't get to see LeBron.
So are you saying the fans of LeBron James that live in other cities are more important than his home city?
No, but they can go see him the next game. They play at home 41 times where they're on the road on a Western Conference team only once.
Hmm. So it's
non-season
ticket holders that just buy one game.
I think the point you're making is if you're healthy, your job is to play this game and entertain people. And if I buy a ticket for a Cavs game, whether it's one ticket, season tickets, road tickets, home tickets, I want to see the best product they have available. And so if you're sitting on your laurels on that, it does feel like you're disenfranchising your customer base.
Well, I feel like the sport is for the fans and they should enjoy playing. Like, I feel like everyone's so fucking money hungry or whatever that they're like, oh, just sit them out. But It's about us.
The
That's why you make money, fool.
The other side to that, though, that I'm sure Kevin and me both appreciate is, as a Suns fan, if there was, if we could rewind time and there was a way I could sit Joe Johnson before his face got broken in the playoffs, yeah, I would sit him because the next game, if he didn't have his face broken, we would have been champions. But there's that... It's true. Don't laugh. But there's that thing. Like, so if sitting LeBron now it means a championship a few months from now, then as a Cavs fan, I would be like, fuck yes. But as a Spurs fan who only gets to see LeBron twice in a year.
Once?
And he sits? And he doesn't play? Even though I know he's just sitting there like he's jumping up and celebrating with his team. I'd be like, why the fuck aren't you out there performing as part of your team, you know?
I think as just
I would never be a fucking Spurs fan, by the way. I just want to get that out there. Fuck that team. I would never do that.
Okay.
Fact check.
I think a solution could be if on your schedule, if you only play in that city once on your schedule, so all the way, if you're LeBron on the East Coast and you only play Western Conference teams once in their city, you have to play those games. If you don't and you rest for one, then you're suspended for a home game. So they, you, I mean, but it has to be like that next home game.
But again, it's like as a home team, it's like, okay, they're going to sit LeBron two games. Cool.
Yeah, but I don't okay, but as see a, him. As a cool. Suns fan, though, I don't care who our team is putting out there. I'm not going to watch the one guy. I'm going to watch our team try and win.
Right.
So I don't care if in the golden days when Steve Nash and Amari and Sean Marion and Joe and Q, it was this fucking phenomenal team.
I know all those names.
If one of them are out, I don't care. I'm rooting for the team to win.
Yeah. Right.
So as home, you can understand like, oh, we're resting our guys for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Where I can get a ticket for the playoffs knowing we're going there and definitely see him play.
Yeah. And just go there and fucking cheer my head off. But I have a problem. Amundsen, get your time, homie.
I like what you're saying. Like, if you only are only playing in one place once, like
that's their one chance to see you play.
Yeah, I think that seems reasonable. I don't understand the suspension part of it, but
well, that's why the commissioner had to come out because as if you're the Spurs,
fans are getting real pissed.
If you're the Spurs, sure. You're like, oh, I'm gonna sit against the Hornets because who gives a fuck? Or the whatever. But I'm going to sit against the Magic because who gives a fuck, right? And then the people in Orlando get pissed. Who gives a fuck? I'm from San Antonio. I don't give a fuck because I'm a piece of shit and I don't care about the rest of the people around the world. I'm just a San Antonio Spur who cares about my selfish fucking stupid needs. So.
Hashtag tangent.
Fucking horrible. So you're like, fuck them. I don't care. No one's going to argue with you in that circle. So that's why the commissioner has to come out and say, like, no, you guys are being dicks to the people of Portland, you know?
Would it be so bad to have him play, like, a quarter? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because
he plays so many minutes?
Because that's not really counted as rest. What they have to do is prepare like they're playing.
I see.
Warm up, go through all the
so
motions.
So what is the per... Like, so they... Okay, so they feel like these players need rest.
They feel like
and this is a new thing. It's also players
bullshit.
Needing rest.
And also yeah, the risk
bullshit.
Of injury. If you're playing the Bucks and you're like, well, we're probably going to beat the Bucks with like our B team. It's like, why play
the
our
Bucks
A
are
team? Good. Are they?
Yeah, they're not bad.
I mean, they're whatever. They're young guys. Good on them. They're the Suns.
No.
I hope they're
now
well,
they are. Yeah, I guess. Well,
do
better.
Your best. Good job, boys. You're God, going. Guess up. Where you're going, Milwaukee Bucks. Same place you always been.
Suns want that number one pick.
Nowhere. Anyways,
I want that number one to pick my man Lonzo.
You know you're gonna beat the Bucks even if you don't have fucking your best player on the floor. If you don't have Steph Curry on the floor, you're still gonna kill the Bucks. But the people that buy tickets to see the Bucks versus Golden State expect to see what they see on TV, not some died down version where Matt Barnes' ghost is draining threes on them.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I haven't bought a Suns ticket in a while, but
because Joe's been buying them.
No, because
have a joint bank account?
We haven't.
Let's get down to the real nitty gritty here.
We only have a joint bank account.
Yeah, for drugs.
I don't recommend it.
We joined our bank accounts a week into dating.
Wow, dude, you went broke that fast.
Yeah.
I needed help and she was it.
I can't leave.
Jesus. I can't remember what I was going to say. Now.
You haven't bought Suns tickets in a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I just would want to know. If they're not going to be playing, I want to know. And I want to be able to not go to that game. Because if I'm going to spend $100 a ticket to get decent seats or whatever, then I want to see a good game. Who?
SeatGeek, our sponsor.
Oh, SeatGeek. Oh, cool. Okay, hook me up.
Promo code.
If it's free, fucking I'll drunk. See anything and enjoy the hell out of it.
It's not
that's how I feel about
it's
every
not
sport.
It's discount. For a
but that's how I feel about every
promo
sport.
Promo code drunk, punch drunk, and then it gets you
20%. See, it's hard
off.
To say.
Punch drunk?
I screwed up all
it's
the time.
It's only hard when you're a little drunk because it's like drunk
I
punch.
Have a problem all the
no, it's punch drunk. I said it wrong because I was wanted to.
Remember when we had punk drunk?
I wanted to yell drunk first. It's punch drunk.
Anyway, I just think that it's fair to be warned. And I think that if they're being rested, then we deserve to get some of our money back.
All right. Well, in the NBA. Excuse me. Actually, not. I'll let's do this. As an outsider, I think, is it weird when fans say we when they're talking about their team?
As an outsider?
Yeah. Because you don't.
An outsider
are
of what?
Are you a big sports
this
fan,
this podcast?
Allie?
Okay.
Be careful what you say here because when football season comes around, we're going to be real good. And I don't even have to say.
Is it weird? I mean.
Okay,
I
when I go, man, we play Friday. I'm super nervous. I hope we can pull it out against Kentucky.
Okay, who's we?
UCLA.
I have no idea who you're referring to.
UCLA.
So I guess that part is weird.
Kevin walks around like he has UCLA tattooed on his forehead. Like everyone just knows he went there. I always forget that. And you're like, dude, we're playing this. And
I would
I'm
never
like,
know that.
Who is we? You're in Arizona.
Right? There's the we thing.
Yeah.
Is yeah. that is it weird? I've always done it, and then sometimes I pull myself out of it where I don't want to be the guy that's like, wee, wee, wee. So I'm just like, oh,
why do you think you do it?
I hope the Dodgers do good. It's easier.
No. It,
easier?
You know what? No, because it includes me with the team. That's why. I know the players play and the coaches coach, and it's like the fans don't really do anything.
Sixth man.
Essentially. But there is that. There is that motivation and stuff and fanfare that you do. And you do put money into the organization by buying their shit.
Yeah.
So you have this ownness of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And as a fan, it's the one kid thing that I have left. I can always be a child. No, but I can always be a child watching my favorite team play.
I can equate this.
Right. They'll always be your favorite is what you're saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That will never change.
Besides like my parents... And my sister, I guess, there were my first love.
Yeah. But they'll always be like a team you're going to root for. And they'll always be like your team. Is there other teams that you would say we?
Leave LA for St. Louis.
Do you say we with like.
I come back and I'm back on board.
Do you say we with multiple teams?
I mean, yeah, my favorite teams.
Like how many are there?
I mean.
How many teams are you on, Kevin?
Do you have more than one?
So many.
Do you have more than one per sport?
Oh.
No.
Because I feel like one per sport is acceptable, but if you have even one more per sport, you're a fucking coward and a hypocrite and a bandwagoner, and you should be burned at the stake.
Chris has that.
What?
I wish he was here to defend himself now.
Oh, because he's like, I like the Coyotes and I like the Blackhawks.
He likes the White Sox and the Cubs. And I
and
totally
the Black
understand.
Sox and the Indians
no,
and the
on.
Yankees.
Do you think he
who
says we?
The fuck at that point?
Stop.
No, no. I would say Chris's, and I'll say this too. I'll say this when he's here. I would say Chris has allegiance in some sports, but baseball is not that sport because in baseball
he
he's just like,
no.
I like teams.
No.
If
he's
you
not.
Like more than one team per sport, you just like teams. Oh, I love teams.
So
I like teams. I like the A team.
I like teams.
I like fucking.
I like teams.
Yeah, I like the Suicide Squad. They were a team. Who cares? I like people in groups.
Oh, God, dude. Team Umizoomi, big fan, apparently.
Magnificent Seven. I loved it. They were a team.
Fantastic Four. Team, X-Men, loved it. And women.
Nope, all of them.
No, but the women. He goes,
no. I meant, never mind.
Without skipping a beat. Nope.
Women teams? Nah. Not into out. It. That's not what I meant. I was talking about some... I love teams.
How many teams can Ali name in Major League Baseball in 2 minutes?
Go.
How many? Then we'll get out of here.
And that's the last one.
Sweet. Yeah, but how many? We got to set a bar.
Why do I have to? Okay.
I love you.
Six?
All right, so let's do 10 in 2 minutes. I think you know, we'll do 8. We'll meet in the middle because I think 6 is so easy.
Okay, 10. Let's go 10.
Really?
Let's go 10.
I'll go 8.
No, in baseball? You're going to go 10?
No!
In 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to a spring training game this week.
She's crazy.
I'm going to a game. I'll know it by then.
Of the Cubs. Are you ready?
Ooh. Ten, and same rules. Teams? Half a point for just the mascot. Full point for the city with it.
10 okay. Teams, baseball, 2 minutes starting. 1, 2, 3, go.
Chicago Cubs.
1.
Boston White Sox.
No.
Oh fuck! Did I get a point for each? Because no. Each have okay. White Sox.
Well, okay. Half a point for that. That is a team name.
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
2.5.
New York Yankees. Yes.
The New York Yankees.
New York Yankees. Everyone's familiar.
with the New York Yankees.
Oh, the New York Yankees. who's that? L.A. L.A.
Oh, you better get this right, you son of a bitch.
L.A.
Let's go. Oh, my God. I want to tell
you. I'm her. Literally thinking about hats that people wear at work sometimes.
Okay.
Washington. My grandpa used to watch a lot of Washington baseball.
How much time is left?
50 seconds.
And
come on, Allie. Nice. I'm pulling.
Four. I got 4. 3.5. L.A. are the red. There's no red team.
The LA
there's racist teams. What's the one with the Indians?
Get out of an episode.
Get him.
Without being racist.
Indian.
Okay.
Indian people.
Where are they from? Stop. Where are they from?
Where are Indian people from?
I'm Indian.
Fucking stupid. How stupid is that?
Indians own this whole country. First of all,
Indians.
Cleveland Indians.
Oh my God, at the buzzer.
I only got half as many as I said I could.
Why would the Indians be in Cleveland of all the places?
Indians were all over the place. What do you mean? There's yes, there's all kinds of tribes all over the U.S.
I
of A.
I guarantee they were everywhere.
Oh, you
south,
guarantee?
East, and west. No, all right, sorry.
You're so, you couldn't be more wrong.
Well, neither could you with our game.
Oh, man. Allie misses the 10 mark with 3.5 or 4.5. 4.5. Very close to half of what we were supposed to get.
Oh, Allie.
Good try, baby. I love you very much anyways.
We all love you.
Honestly.
Can I name beers now or something?
Yeah. The fact that you did not know that many baseball teams makes me love you more.
I bet it does, you fucking nerds. You're so...
I don't mind going to baseball games.
Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds every time I'm with you guys.
Nerds! I just don't want to watch baseball games.
No one does, Allie. No
They're
one does.
Fun. I love them. Oh, we got to end this. We got to go watch the baseball game. Team USA.
Team USA?
Yeah. They're playing Puerto Rico right now.
She might not be a baseball fan, but she is a Patriot.
A Patriot. If you give me a reason to be excited, I'll get excited.
All right, let's end this. Let's go watch. Right. Everybody, thank you for listening. Again, SeatGeek, Punch Drunk is the promo code. check out everything we're doing. Go to iTunes, rate the show, tell a couple of your friends, man. Let's get some more listeners and have a lot of fun. Excuse me, together. And we're always interactive.
Just ignore that.
We're always.
Just ignore.
God damn it. I can't get
through. Go for it. Come on. It was such finish. A roll. Finish him.
Oh, we're always interactive on Facebook. Facebook.com/heroes@the bar. Write whatever you want us to talk about, and we'll whatever we communicate. And then go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports. If you can donate $5 for 6 months, we'd all appreciate it, the network, because we're doing big, really cool things. Until next week, enjoy the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. Let's see who's going to the Final Four. Allie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Joe.
Because, Chris, we missed you.
Chris, because, we fucking did we miss Chris.
We missed it a ton.
What up, Paul?
And because we didn't get a chance to say it, it was on our lineup. I just want to, real quick before we get out of here, say Dwight Howard is not a Hall of Famer. He's a little bitch, and he should shut the fuck up. But other than that, we'll see you next week. It'll be a lot of fun.